Good morning. This is Abby with your 1000th Berlin briefing for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. Mayor Mueller is defending plans to offer coronavirus vaccinations to children 12 and older. He said on the ARD Morgan magazine yesterday that although the Standing Commission on Vaccination, or STIKO, is still hesitant, many doctors and scientists are of the opinion that a vaccination protects young people. In Berlin, he said, it was already apparent that 15 to 25-year-olds have an incidence 2 to 4 times higher than other population groups. Reacting to this and making an offer that is not mandatory, he said, is, quote, very appropriate. This week, federal and state health ministers will discuss corona vaccination offers for adolescents. In a draft decision sent to the states, the federal health ministry wrote, quote, all states will now offer vaccinations for 12 to 17-year-olds at vaccination centers, unquote. The European Medicines Agency, or the EMA, approved BioNTech Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children and adolescents aged 12 and older back in May, followed by approval for Moderna a few days ago. For Germany, however, despite intense political pressure, the STIKO has so far only recommended the vaccination primarily for children and adolescents with certain pre-existing conditions, such as diabetes or obesity, who have an increased risk of a severe course of the disease. Meanwhile, the corona incidence in Berlin continues to rise. A value of 27.2 was reported for yesterday, 0.2 percentage points higher than on Sunday. The capital continues to have the second highest value among the federal states after Hamburg. Compared with the districts and independent cities, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg is in 7th place nationwide at 46.1, while Treptow-Köpenick is comparatively less affected at 8.6. The real estate group Vonovia is again trying to take over the housing company Deutsche Wohnen. As both companies announced on Sunday, Vonovia is now offering a total of 19 billion euros, meaning potentially Deutsche Wohnen shareholders are to receive 53 euros per share, 1 euro more than in the last takeover attempt that failed at the end of July. According to Vonovia CEO Rolf Buch, many shareholders regret that the takeover did not work out, which is why better conditions are now being offered. Together, the two real estate giants own nearly 160,000 apartments in Berlin alone. A joint press release issued on Sunday said they were convinced of the strategic advantages of a merger to form Europe's largest real estate group with around 550,000 apartments. The Tenants Association does not see any advantages in this, however. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, in the course of the merger plans, the two groups had offered the state of Berlin to limit rent increases until 2026, to build new apartments, and to sell apartments from their portfolio to the state, involving around 20,000 housing units. Mayor Mueller believes more apartments in municipal hands would mean more influence on the housing market and socially acceptable rents. The regional director of the German Journalists Union, or the DJU, in Berlin-Brandenburg, Jörg Reichel, was dragged off his bicycle, beaten, and kicked by participants of the band Querdenken demo on Sunday. The national director of the DJU, Monique Hoffmann, announced, quote, we are deeply dismayed and stand in solidarity with our colleague, who has been observing the rallies of the so-called Querdenker since last year with great personal commitment and stands up for the media professionals and freedom of the press, unquote. Per reporting by the Tagesspiegel, only after interventions of passers-by did the attackers flee from Reichel, who suffered injuries to his shoulder and legs and had to be treated in hospital. On Twitter, the DJU wrote, quote, we will give our colleague every possible support and do everything we can to ensure that the perpetrators are quickly identified and brought to justice, unquote. According to the union, Reichel had been slandered and threatened for months by people from the Querdenker scene, and his name and photo had circulated in relevant telegram channels. However, Reichel did not allow himself to be intimidated and continued to observe the demos as well as support journalists and campaign for their work to be unhindered. Anyone who wants to become a naturalized non-German in Berlin is likely to have a different experience depending upon what district they are dealing with. In Pankow, applicants must wait up to half a year before they even receive confirmation of the receipt, while Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg takes a maximum of 10 days. Also in Pankow, the actual procedure takes between 1.5 and 2 years on average, the highest figure of all districts in Berlin. This was the information given by the Senate's internal administration to a question from CDU Member of Parliament Cornelia Seibeld, who is puzzled by part of the answer. It often takes a year or more to complete the procedure, the Senate said, because people who want to naturalize often first have to be released from their old citizenship. In addition, there is the clarification of the applicant's ID, the, quote, delayed cooperation of applicants, unquote, and, if necessary, the time it takes for the districts to answer questions from the public prosecutor's office and the state criminal investigation office. Seibeld says that the problem with the dismissal of the previous citizenship may be the case with some nationalities, but it cannot explain the fact that it takes up to 2 years in Pankow, up to 20 months in Steglitz-Zehlendorf, but only 4 months in Mitte or 3 to 6 months in Treptow-Köpenick to get naturalized. She finds, quote, that naturalization as a goal of integration for people who have chosen it has at best moderate success in Berlin, unquote. It also seems peculiar to Seibeld that quite a few districts were unable to provide answers to the Senate on statistical questions. State Secretary Alexander Zembritsky of the SPD was unable to provide info on how many naturalization applications received positive decisions and were actually used by the applicants in the end. And moreover, the figures are not recorded centrally. Of all the districts, only Steglitz-Zehlendorf provided an explanation as to why the length of the procedure has constantly increased over the past 2.5 years, a, quote, tense personnel situation. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.